I grew up in a country neighboring South Africa whose laws essentially copied apartheid. Separation was our life, and race was a constant topic of conversation. One thing I came to believe was that the whites of South Africa would never give up power, would never move from their racist policies. And yet change did come. I can think of no better example of grace than the way that God worked quietly and perhaps in secret through the lives of two individuals, a prisoner on Robben Island in Table Bay and the new president of the Republic of South Africa, a man elected by his party specifically because as son of one of apartheid's architects, he was known to oppose ever accepting majority rule. The way God dealt with Frederick Willem de Klerk is a great miracle. At his inauguration as president on September 20th, 1989, his favorite pastor, Peter Bingle, preached on a theme of religious calling. Taking Jeremiah chapter 23 as his text, he told the new president that he was standing in the council chamber of God to learn the will of the Lord and that he should act upon it. Bingle went on to urge de Klerk that as God's instrument, he should heed the traditions of his people, but have the courage to break new ground. In that sermon, as the book of Hebrews says, the word of God became alive and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. De Klerk's brother reported how the new president was in tears after the service, deeply affected. He had come to realize, he said to supporters at a post-inaugural gathering, that God was calling him to save all the people of South Africa, that he knew he was going to be rejected by his own people, but he had to walk that road. And so the president began secret meetings with the prisoner. Nelson Mandela has now passed from us. Already historians, politicians, and church leaders have described his remarkable spirit. Think about it. Imprisoned and subjected to hard labor for 27 years, a witness to the subjection and impoverishment of his people for so long, rather than turn to angry revenge, he focused on racial reconciliation. When de Klerk went to meet with him, he was ready to work with him to find a way forward. Mandela may have passed, but it is now time to praise God for what was achieved through him.